everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I received a story from Amanda, and Amanda is a wife and a mother of two kids. And one day, she was in the bedroom with her two children, and she tripped over her husband's shoes as she left the room with the baby. She grumbled out loud that her husband should learn to put away his shoes. When she returned to the room, she found that her two-year-old toddler had put away her father's shoes. And she said of the experience that she learned how much little children can teach us and that little things really don't matter. And she said it's all about showing love to each other. I thought that was a sweet story of not only a child showing kindness to her mother and her father, but also in the way that that child has been trained, because you know that her doing that came from somewhere and she had watched her parents serving and she was likely emulating the example that she had seen. So way to go, Amanda. You're doing a good job training up the next generation. I have a question that I want to pose to everyone for us to think about is, how often do you sit and eat dinner with your family, all of you together? I was reading an article in LDSLiving.com by Amanda Taylor, and it's called Four Reasons You Should Be Eating Dinner Together as a Family, and this is from February 28th, 2013. And this is what she says. Reason number one, clean living and mental health. A study done in 2009 by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University showed that kids who did not eat dinner with their families were twice as likely to use tobacco, marijuana, or alcohol. Further studies have shown that teens who eat with their families have lower rates of teen pregnancy and depression. Number two, better knowledge and grades. Conversation around the dinner table results in higher grade point averages and self-esteem. Families who have meals together encourage higher vocabularies in children through telling stories about their days. Number three, family bonding that lasts. The bonds in families who eat together is much stronger, creating an identity for the family as a unit and a team. It helps family members to stay updated on each other's lives, and they are more likely to stay in touch as they age. Number four, better health. For health reasons, it's wise to get everyone to sit down to a meal together. Family dinners help lower obesity rates and eating disorders in kids and teens. When meals are being prepared with healthier foods and being served regularly, there is less room for bad eating habits to form. To reap some of the benefits yourself, try to get your family together for a meal at least four times a week. Any meal will do, whether breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The key is having some relaxed time to enjoy good food and great company with your eternal family. Those really were four good reasons to eat dinner together as a family. And I was thinking about all the pressures that are placed on us with children and husbands and wives and families and the activities that prevent us from being together as a family. And I found an article from a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, called Good, Better, and Best. And this is from General Conference, October 2007. And this is what he says. A childhood experience introduced me to the idea that some choices are good, but others are better. I lived for 2 years on a farm. We rarely went to town. Our Christmas shopping was done in Sears Roebuck catalog. I spent hours poring over its pages. For the rural families of that day, catalog pages were like the shopping mall or the internet of our time. Something about some displays of merchandise in the catalog fixed itself in my mind. There were 3 degrees of quality: good, better, and best. For example, some men's shoes were labeled good, $1.84, some better, $2.98, and some best, $3.45. As we consider various choices, we should remember that it is not enough that something is good. Other choices are better, and still others are best. Even though a particular choice is more costly, its far greater value may make it the best choice of all. Consider how we use our time in the choices we make in viewing television, playing video games, surfing the internet, or reading books or magazines. Of course, it is good to view wholesome entertainment or to obtain interesting information, But not everything of that sort is worth the portion of our life we give to obtain it. Some things are better, and others are best. When the Lord told us to seek learning, he said, "Seek ye out of the best books words of wisdom." And that's from Doctrine and Covenants 88:118. A little bit later in the talk, he also mentions family dinner time, and he says, "The number of those who report that their whole family usually eats dinner together has declined 33%. This is most concerning because the time a family spends together, eating meals at home, is the strongest predictor of children's academic achievement and psychological adjustment. Family mealtimes have also been shown to be a strong bulwark against children smoking, drinking, or using drugs. There is inspired wisdom in this advice to parents. What your children really want for dinner is you." Then he says, "President Gordon B. Hinckley has pleaded that we work at our responsibility as parents as if everything in life counted on it, because, in fact, everything in life does count on it." I was recently talking to a couple of mothers of young children who kind of were feeling that the things that they were doing during the day were quite monotonous and nothing really glamorous. But after reading those two articles about the impact that having dinner together as a family can have, there really is a higher purpose in gathering together as a family and having dinner together, and makes a difference in the lives of not only the parents, but also especially the children as well. It's time to close this episode of Mormon Channel Daily. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories that you'd like me to share on the air, please email them to me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post comments on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is "When You Believe," and it's featuring Rebecca Lopez. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Many nights we prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts, a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you seemed like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here with heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and spirit.